Father, stretch your hand over this place. Open all our hearts, open all our ears. Open our situation that it can be dealt with today, our circumstances that it can be dealt with all over the world on the internet. May things that need to be dealt with by the Holy Ghost. We thank you for the Holy Ghost who knows everything going on in heaven and knows how to bring it here. We thank you, every person here, they're not here by accident. You have them here on purpose. And I thank you that you're well pleased to hear and that you're about to bless their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Three words. Inheritance. First word, inheritance. That means that you're an heir of something. The next word is immaturity. That means to be an heir, you have to be matured. The third word is instruction. Now, when you talk about inheritance, immaturity, and instruction, let's see it this way. Inheritance, instruction. See, there's an inheritance that you had. The Bible talks about your inheritance. But your inheritance will have to have instruction because immature people can't receive their inheritance. And we're seeing a lot of this in the body of Christ. Over these 43 years, we've seen this. A lot of immaturity have forfeit inheritance. And most people can't get instruction. But when instruction comes, you need to rejoice. Because instruction include direction. Instruction include insight. Instruction includes so much. Immaturity is our problem. And so we're going to have to grow. I wrote down if the Holy Spirit cannot fully function in an immature atmosphere, it almost said you're not ready for this yet. It's my job to get you ready for it, that you'll be able to understand. Wow, watch this. Mature talk from God. Mature talk. Yes, sir. Some things God can't talk natural. He talked maturely. And you got to be able to pick up the code. Hebrews chapter 6, please. You got to be able to pick up the code. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified Bible, a few verses, just to show you what I'm talking about. The church been in immaturity too long. Yes. That's why she cannot function in the supernatural. Immaturity cut off the supernatural. That's why we haven't been seeing the miracles, signs, and wonders. They're there. But immature people can't function in miracles, signs, and wonders. They don't know how to yield to it. See, all the miracles, all the signs, and all the blessings is based on a yielding factor. Oh, boy. I said all miracles, signs, wonders, the supernatural, manifestation, demonstration, is built on a maturing factor. Spiritual maturity becomes a vessel for the supernatural. You cannot put new wine in old bottles. They can't handle it. The boy's open. See? And so as I read this chapter, as the Apostle Paul aimed to make the body of Christ understand that there must be a consistent growth spiritually. Now you can locate your maturity right quick. Now I'm not picking on anybody. I'm gonna tell you, let me ask you a question. I got a question before I read. How important is the things of God to you? All right. Now you say very important. Where you was Wednesday? Where you are on Sunday? And I'm not just talking about the church stuff now. I'm just talking about you lying. Because if God's important to you, when God is working, you there. See, I know you don't want to talk to me because the best part of 90% of the body of Christ is immature. 90% of the body of Christ, I want what I want from you, God, and me and you going to deal on my basis. Let me bring English now. It ain't going to work like that. So if you say the things of God are important to you, and I'm not trying to get you to come to church, because almost I want to say it don't make me no difference, but I can't say that I get in trouble with God, but you know, I can't really sit there with no faith. But you need to come, because I'm going to feed the one who comes, you understand? But don't lie to me and tell me God's business is important to you and you don't come on Wednesday night. You lying. Look at me. You a flat-footed liar. You don't love God. You lying. And God, I got back up. God backed me up. God pat me on the back then. I said, yeah, you tell him. I got you. When we read, that's a certain scripture I want to read. When we read certain scriptures today, hey, man, I'm glad to see you. Read certain scriptures today. I'm so happy to see you. Read certain scriptures today. When we read certain scriptures, like Hebrews 6 now, I'm going to read it out in the Amplified Bible because it just lay it out and we can understand. Therefore, verse 1, therefore let us go on and get past the elementary stage in the teaching and doctrine of Christ, the Messiah. What's the next word? Advancing. Studying it toward the completeness and perfection that belong to the spiritual maturity. That belong to spiritual maturity. I'm still in verse 1. Let us not again be laying the foundation of repentance and abandonment of dead works, dead formalism, and of the faith by which you turn to God. I mean verse 2 now. With teaching about purifying, you ought to be pure already. The laying on of hand, you ought to be over that. You ought to be laying hand on somebody else. The resurrection from the dead and eternal judgment and punishment, these are all matters of what you should have been fully aware long, long ago. Verse 3. If indeed God permits, we will now proceed to advanced teaching. Advanced teaching. Now, there is a kingdom that is taught about that can't be moved. When everything else is shaken, you can't move that kingdom. I'll be able to read that. Turn to Hebrews 12. There's an unshakable kingdom, but you're going to have maturity to function in it properly. Things you've been shook up about, you shouldn't have got shook up about that. But it's your immaturity. Unbelief and doubt is not the same thing. Unbelief is you're changing your believing. Doubt, you believe in two things. You believe in what God said and you believe in what you see. And that's doubt. See, every time you see it, you get doubtful. And so we have to mature beyond doubt and unbelief so we can operate in faith properly. Amen? Amen. Y'all talk to me a little bit now. Amen? Amen. Amen. I told them in the conference, I'll shut my Bible and quit. All the power I'm putting out there, y'all just said, But they finally got a hold to it. All right, Hebrews 12. Let's look at verse 24. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling, that speak better things than that of Abel. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refuse him that spake on earth, much more shall we not escape. We turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Whose voice, wait a minute, what was the 28th verse? Whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I'll shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yes, once more, signified a removing of those things that are shaken. Come on. And of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receive in a kingdom which cannot be moved. You see that? Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Now, that's just two scriptures I read. Now, I want to work with you. I want to tell you how immature you are, and then try to bring you to maturity. You're immature just because of three things I said just now. The third thing, you're not interested enough in God's word. You want God to answer your prayer, and you want the scriptures to talk to you and change your situation. But yet, you treat God like a basketball game. I go if I want to go. Nobody rule me. So let's talk about this a little bit. Are you willing to inconvenience yourself? Are you willing? Those of us who, you know, if you want to grow to maturity, you got to inconvenience self. Self will keep you immature. Feeling will keep you immature. Are you following me? And so when a person grows to maturity, they don't mind inconveniencing themselves to find out what God is doing. You want to talk to me today? Self will keep you in organized religion. Self will keep you doing what your mom and them did 40 years ago. Self will not let you see by revelation. You can't see by itself. Self can't see revelation. So self will let you miss a move by doing the same thing. Self will tell you, you don't have to do all that. Right. You're doing all right. You're dying rapidly. You're doing all right. You're losing, but you're doing all right. That's what self is there. But see, the spirit, self, spirit, the spirit of God will give you a revelation to deal with the situation. Y'all know that, right? But you have to mature, immaturity. Some of us have never matured. We still want to hear the same sermon. We don't want to hear about the gifts of the Spirit. We don't want to hear about a higher move in God. But we got to hear it if we want the supernatural to work. Are you listening to me? So those two questions, I want you to deal with them. Turn to Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, verse 37. I'll ask you a question. Are you still incapable of receiving new wine? Are you still incapable of drinking this new wine? Now, the Lord had me write down, right in the pulpit. You have a new bottle, but you got to keep the top off. See, you keep putting that cap on yourself. Self will shut your bottle so it won't hear. Or it won't receive. You have a new, see, you can't put new wine in an old bottle. And no man put his new wine into an old bottle. Else, the new wine will burst the bottle and be spilled, and the bottle shall perish. In other words, now, the Bala and the new wine, he's talking about revelation knowledge has to go into a born-again spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
That is willing to receive it, willing to drink it.
Yes, sir.
Remember Jesus said, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink.
Yes, sir.
You got to be willing to drink this. This is no formality. This is no, we can't have no, just have a good time.
Yes, sir.
It's time. This generation, that's why I'm coming at these kids, this generation got to know how to defend themselves.
Yes, sir.
They have to know how. I wrote down that. Take your hand off of me. I'm gonna teach them how to do that. All right. Now look. Go to the next verse. Let's see. But new wine, what? And look what happened. The bottle and the wine. That's you. See. The new wine is revelation. The new bottle is 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new.
Yes,
that is right there. See? So spiritual things, when I go to preaching, when I go to teaching, when I go to prophesying, you're going to have to go through your spirit to receive it. That's the Lord. That's thunder telling y'all you better hear what the man's saying. You can do this, but you're going to have to break. What the Bible said is the tradition of men that have made the word of God of none effect. That's true. See, because we get locked in certain tradition, we don't want to go no further. We don't want to hear no more. We want it the same old way. And you miss out on revelation knowledge and insight. Listen, we're talking about inheritance, immaturity, and instruction. You have to be instructed
to receive your inheritance.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Say it, inheritance,
immaturity,
and instruction. Now, when the instruction gets through, it's not going to be no more two words. See, we can take the immaturity out. When the instruction gets right, when the instruction gets right, you're going to step right into your inheritance. My inheritance, you know how many promises God left for you? My God, we haven't touched the edge of our blessing. But we will do if we keep flowing. Now, go ahead, give me that other verse. You got 39, Luke 5, 39. No man also having drunk old wine straightway desires new, for he says the old wine is better. We got the Old and New Testament. We got post-crucifixion, and we got pre-crucifixion and post-crucifixion, and he rose up. We got the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament, you know, you do almost what you want to do. New Testament, God got guidelines for you to teach you, to instruct you, to direct you, to give you wisdom, to give you understanding that you'll know how to do things for yourself. You don't have to depend on a preacher. You're a child of God, right? Well, God answer you. God love you. That's why he say he want overwhelm you with love. God wants you to get a revelation. God wants you to know how to walk with him. But you have to receive instruction properly. And then you have to, when you know what it is, see, you, nothing is important to you if you don't know what it is. You see, so the word of God, when you're in a church like this, being instructed in revelation knowledge coming out, if you don't know what it is, it's not important. You just think you went to church. See, your inheritance is already paid for. But you got an enemy called ignorance. Don't want you to know how to receive your inheritance. See, and I notice from my preaching, when I get a revelation and bring it to the church, and you know, I preach all over the world, sometimes it takes a while for people to catch it. They, I mean, they just, because they want me to preach the same sermon, you know, everybody else been preaching. But we're not going to do that. Immaturity. Everybody say immaturity.
Immaturity.
And we're talking about spiritual immaturity. I know none of y'all don't want it to touch you. But spiritual, I know you ain't talking to me. Check your life. Check your finances. Check your family. Y'all all together? Y'all pulling together? Check them. Half of them going one way, half going the other way. Because nobody matured enough to pull them back together. Y'all think the little prayer meeting you're doing going to hold them together. You have to have some knowledge. You got to have some wisdom. You got to have some submission. You got to know how to deny yourself. Oh, I'm going to talk to you here this morning. I feel the Holy Ghost. But God wanted his people to have instruction. Why all this stuff going on? Talking about the devil again. Man, the devil, you gave it to him. You give it. Most stuff the devil don't have to take from you. You give it to him. Because you don't know how to use the sword of the Spirit properly. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Immaturity will keep you void of the supernatural and your inheritance. Immaturity will keep you void of the supernatural, that's manifestation, demonstration, and creation, and your inheritance. I have a scripture I'm holding. In a few minutes I'm going to give it to you. I set a scripture, I'm going to give it to you, and you're going to understand them real clear when we read them. But I have to work you a while. Cultivate your spirit. Watch this now. Here's what the Spirit of the Lord said. If you keep being impressed by the natural more than the supernatural, the natural will take you over. Most Christians are in that position. They're more impressed with people on television and basketball stars and all these celebrities. And then black folks, it's plumb out of their mind coming on TV with all these old crazy programs. Bill Cosby, coming against him now. I don't know what Bill did. I just love him. But I think they come against him because he tried to put a family that black people not ignorant.
Right.
and he bought Amos and Annie to keep us from being stupid. Right. Now he got to buy, he got 50 of them on TV now, just telling all their family to tell all out, all kind of saying all old crazy stuff, and y'all got to stop watching that junk. Come on, well, but they're trying to make some money. You make money if they get in a church that can give them some maturity, they don't have to be out there acting a fool for everybody on TV. Black crazy preachers. Somebody talking about the pastor got this. He ain't no pastor. You know what a bunch of crazy, silly. See, Amos and Annie were doing so much so stupid stuff. You know, like putting a bomb in his own bosom to blow somebody else up. That's plumb asinine. You know, you gonna get blown up too.
That's right. Going with it.
But see, they're saying that's the way colored folks think.
Right. Right.
Let me talk to the colored folks a minute, Bob. that's the way colored folks think. And he got all that, all these old program men and their wives, all that business. I got to get away from there. I got to keep teaching. But all that business, talking about how we act. You better come to my house. See, we got to get rid of that. That's the devil. Oh, you hear me preaching morning. So stop being impressed by the natural. See, immaturity will let you have a more worldly mind than a godly mind. Got that? Yeah, so I'm going to ask y'all, this is a new year. This is 2015. I'm going to ask y'all to put the mellow to the pillar now. Y'all, I can't fully protect you. Matter of fact, all auxiliaries, greeters, choir members, whatever part you play in the church, you're going to have to come. I'm asking for your resignation. If you're an usher walking this floor and can't come to Bible study for me to give you instruction, you're holding my vision up. So, you know, it's the old school way, Audrey and all of them. They know this is the old school. This is the way I operate. I just got busy and got away from it, but I come back to it now. So I'm asking all people who are head of all auxiliary, like Mac, check them out, and if not, just tell them, and all these young boys who won't be ushers, they're not coming to Montreal, they're not coming to Bible study and prayer meeting. I know sometimes you may have to mix because of a job or some reason. I'm not talking about that long enough. But they're not coming. I want them off. Set till they grow up. There's a certain maturity. You understand me? There's a certain maturity you have to be in to work in the church. Y'all don't want to talk to me. An immature Christian serving an immature Christian. What did I tell you, Tony? I told you, Tony, anywhere yet? Turn to Romans 8. I'm almost through. I'm close. I preached all last week. The power of your carnal mind must be stopped. The power of your carnal mind must be stopped, or it's going to rob you completely of your victory.
Right, exactly. Come on, Dad.
Now, in the 8th chapter of Romans, is actually Paul explaining the spirit life, mm-hmm. how the spirit life works, how life in the spirit work. Right. And why you say to be spiritually minded? The 8th, 6th, or 8th verse? What verse it is? Romans 8 what?
6.
Romans 6 what?
8:6.
8:6. To put that on the board, Romans chapter 8, verse 6. To be spiritually minded is life in peace. Didn't he say that?
That's right.
For to be spiritually minded is life in peace. Yes. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life in peace. Everybody say life in peace.
Life in peace.
How many of y'all want life in peace? Life in peace is not having a good job with two checks. And I'm going to tell you right now. I'll tell you single people, ain't no husband going to bring you life and peace.
No.
Ain't no wife going to bring you life and peace. Might bring you life and hell. You better hear what the Lord's saying. I'm telling you. You better hear what the Lord's saying. See, people say, if I just get this, if I can just get this, if I can just have plenty of money, if I can just have the person I want to marry, if I can just have the occupation I want, I'll have life and peace. No, life and peace is not in no occupation. Life and peace is not in no woman or man. Life and peace is not in no money. Life and peace is in God.
Yes. That's good preaching, Dad. Good preaching. Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? Life and, say it, life and peace is in God. I'm so glad life and peace is not in no man, a woman, a money, a thing. Life and peace is in God. And in order to have it, you got to mature. Immaturity is robbing the church. The thief coming up and stealing control, he can do that because of immaturity. You, if you're growing the spirit, if you're developing the spirit, you're going to receive your inheritance. How many of y'all want your inheritance? How many of y'all want all y'all to read in the Bible that God say belong to you? Well, you got to mature. You got to take it. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence. The violent took it by force. To be violent in the spirit, whoa, to be violent in the spirit, you have to be mature. I got this, partner. To be violent in the spirit, to take back what the devil stole from you, you're going to have to be matured, because sometimes don't look like you're winning, but you're winning anyway. And if be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the Lord, you see. I'm not backing up. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I'm not backing off. This belong to me. Healing belong to me. Health belong to me. Wealth belong to me. Prosperity belong to me. Peace belong to me. Joy belong to me. Goodness belong to me. Mercy belong to me. I'm not selling for nothing less. I know better. I looked in the mirror this morning. In the mirror of God's word. And I command the devil to get up off your situation. Get up off your life. Let you fly like an eagle. You know the difference between a buzzard and an eagle? Huh? A buzzard looking for something dead. Sit down. Now, may I give you some instruction for the flowing of the supernatural? Straight out the Bible. Straight out the Bible. May I give you some instruction for the flowing of the supernatural this morning? The little bit I talk about now, I'm going to tell you just how to increase your maturity swiftly. There are some ingredients that the Holy Spirit has put in the Bible. He showed me this morning and said, now, if they take these ingredients and mix it up, they're going to mature fast. Y'all want to see it? Because I can come bring the communion out if y'all don't want to see it. In other words, what we're about to read now, what we're about to see in God's word is instruction for maturity. I need to read that for you, Lord. I need to, let's see. Do not permit Satan to have a flesh hold on you. Do not permit Satan to hold you in the flesh. Break out spiritually. Boy, y'all writing, y'all getting this stuff now. Y'all serious this morning. All right. Break. I know this is good stuff, though. Here's another word. Here's another word. Here's what I heard it when they were singing. It is time in the church, in the believer, for supernatural invasion. You be so soaked and saturated in the supernatural, you think you have died and come back again. All right, now we're going to read two scriptures, and I'm going to close. We're going to read Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4. And I got, that's not the one with the ingredients in it. That's the one showing you where you are That's the one to show you where we're going. Okay, all of us need this. I need it. We all need it, so don't think I'm excusing you. No, the Lord's talking to everybody, all right? This is a verse here in Galatians chapter 4. Most of y'all have read that over and over again. But now, based on Hebrews chapter 6, where we read about the immaturity, you see, here in Galatians chapter 4, it tells people why they don't get their inheritance. Now, I say that the heir, what did it say? That you got that voice?
Yes.
Now, I say that the what?
Heir.
As long as he is immature.
Right.
Wait a minute, let me see something here. That's Hebrews 4, isn't it? Galatians 4. Now, what I mean is that as long as the inheritor, heir, is a child and underage, he does not differ from a slave, although he is the master of all the estate. There's an estate that has been left for us. We come here to hear how to handle our affairs. Are you listening to me? Now, here's what he says. Now, I'm going back to the King James verse. Now, watch. Right, verse 1. Now, I say that the heir, as long as he's a child, differ nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. You see that? Though he be Lord of all. But because he's a child, he ain't Lord of nothing. But is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father, and the time already been appointed. Even so, when you mature. Even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage under the element of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of. And because you're a son and know you're one, God have sent forth the spirit of his son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. And if not aware of your sonship, your heirship will never arrive at your address. All right? Now, I want to tell you just how to do this. I've asked some questions. I'll tell you about being impressed by the world. You know, the reason we're so impressed by the world is they have our stuff. I remember back in the day, I used to watch TV. I said, ooh, look at that house. And then some hip hop would come drive in a nice car. I said, ooh, look at that. I don't do that no more. Because what they're driving is not nice as mine. And where they're living is no nicer than where I'm living. And that's the way all Christians should live. Okay. All right. Now, the scripture that I want to show you in closing this morning, the scripture that I want to show you to bring you to maturity is 1 Thessalonians. First, there's some instruction here. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. There's some instruction here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I just want to begin at the 16th verse. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, beginning at the 16th verse. Rejoice evermore.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Kenny, rejoice. Hold up. Now you see what happened? Some of y'all, he held back from rejoicing. That's bespeak your immaturity. You won't even open your mouth. You won't raise your hand. You're just sitting there looking at me. See, you can't go no further. You disqualified to go any further. You disqualified. You just sitting here, and the men tell me, the Bible says rejoice forevermore. It's one of the signs of maturity. That you can rejoice right out from the scratch.
Yes,
so let's try this one more time. The Bible says rejoice forevermore. Come on, rejoice. I'm trying to get you mature. Now, Max, the question. No, I got to ask this question. I got to ask this question. Anybody was brought in here in a wheelchair? I want to see a wheelchair in here. All right, everybody can be standing there. Can I get this straight? Everybody can be standing and lift your hand to God.
That's right.
Everybody in this house is supposed to be standing. That's right. You walked in here? Did you walk in here? I said, did you walk in here? Well, everybody ought to be standing there. I'm tired of this mess. I'm tired of this mess where people disrespecting God with some little sick excuse. No, you need to rejoice, God. You walk everywhere else. You can get up now and praise God. That's immaturity, to disrespect God. The lady said she couldn't. The lady said, I can't stand. She said, but I forced myself to stand, and my whole body got healed. While I was standing, every infirmity was taken from my body because I forced myself. I pulled a chair, and I stood in honor of the King of Kings and the Lord. If you can't rejoice, it's a sign of immaturity. Look at Romans 14, please. You may be seated. Look at Romans 14. Stop living on the wrong side of the road. Romans 14 and 17. Stop living on meat and drink. That's immaturity. Anybody can eat and drink, meat and drink. But you got to live on the life of God, for the kingdom of God is not. Everybody going to eat today. All y'all going to eat meat and drink today. All y'all. But you're up. Why you can't praise God then? For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and what else? Come on, joy in the Holy Ghost. Make some noise. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Sit down now, I'm going to close. Sit down, let me show you. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Y'all maturing, boy. Y'all maturing, boy. Y'all growing up fast. Hey! Y'all maturing. Hallelujah. I see you, brother. I see you. Hallelujah. I see you. I appreciate it. All right, we got that part. All right. Then he says, pray. Come on, get your Bible. Pray. Pray without ceasing. You see that? That will kusananema sasha. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. That'll bring you into maturity. We got a foundation of prayer being laid under this ministry. We got praise coming up higher. Everything coming to the supernatural. My preaching got a chance. I got to preach from the cuff sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I got to just preach the gospel. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believes. The gospel we preach was not in word only, but in power, in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance. For the preaching of the cross is foolishness to those who perish, but to us who believe, it's the power of God, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection.
Now unto him that is able to keep me from falling. He will not hold no good thing from him who walk uprightly. Delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desire of your heart. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. He anoints my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Glory. Glory. Be healed. Be blessed. Be drunk. Yeah. Hallelujah. I love the Lord. He heard my cry. Man, you can't be ashamed, man. You can't be ashamed. How you, Dougie, you know how they cut up at the football game, how the people holler. My people at LSU, you go crazy, boy. They go crazy. I say they go crazy. Make a touchdown, they go flat crazy. Jesus made a touchdown the other day. I'm going to tell you something. I want you to shout all this. Spirit of joy just pulls it in my heart. I'm going to tell you something. We won the game, right?
Yeah.
Here's what I heard the Spirit of God say. And everything, how many of y'all got some dreams? All right, listen. Listen. Here's what the Spirit of God told me. Tell y'all to rejoice on this. We are the dream team. Yeah. The dream team. Listen. This is going to help your life. Listen, because we are undefeatable. Whoa, man. If thou can believe, all things are possible to them that believe. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is impossible. We're undefeatable. If God is for us, no weapon that form against you shall prosper. Fear not, for I'm with thee. God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I refuse to be a child in the spirit. I'm going to grow up in the things of God. I'm going to know how to fight the good fight of faith. I'll know how to lay hold on eternal life. After you've done all the stand, the Bible says, stand. That's maturity. Look like you're losing, but you know it's not right. Holy Man. Let me read it. I'm trying. You know, I could have finished in a half hour. What? Listen. Verse 18. We're maturing swiftly in everything. Give thanks. In everything, give thanks. Oh, in everything, give thanks. How can I give thanks for something that is not working out in my life? How can I give thanks from something that's been holding me and my family down? You thank him because you know it's going to be over after a while. You know he can't lose. Thank you, Lord. I know you're handling this for me. Thank you. I know I'm not by myself. Thank you. I know it's not going to be this your past also. Thank you, Lord. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It's personal, isn't it? Now, notice what he's saying now. Quench not the spirit. When it's time to rejoice, don't you just sit around like you don't know what's going on with your cute self. That's what a man called me, you see. What quenching the spirit mean? Not flowing with him. Not giving him a channel to work through. Oh, look at verse 20. That's what I've been doing here this morning. Uh-oh. Despise not prophesying. Prophetic. Preaching. Wow. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Test it. Abstain. It didn't say from evil. From all appearance of evil. I had my own daughter in McCoy, man. And when she wearing a hair long down, I said, Lord, this look too suspicious, yeah. I got to hurry up and get where I'm going. I ain't going to do this no more. My own daughter in the front seat. But she had that long hair and it was slinging. I said, oh, Jesus. How I'm going to prove that's my own daughter to a blind baboon? And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, it's maturity, your whole spirit, it's maturity, and soul, and body, that's maturity, be preserved blameless, wow, until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you only let him, you have the maturity. Yes, you have the maturity lesson. If you only let him, watch, I got more than one lesson here, I know it. Look, watch this. Verse 24. Now, there's an old translation of Isaiah 1:19 in the Living Bible. If you only obey me, if you only let me help you, I'd make it rich. If you only obey me. If you only, that's all, if, you know, I'm, you know, through me, God trying to help you. But if you despise the word, it's not going to help you. See? If you get in trouble this week, I promise I'm going to give you a secret. Just rejoice. Just start dancing and shouting and hollering. Trouble can't stay where the glory at. How you stop the enemy from tantalizing you? How you, huh? Do what? Praise? Worship? That's what you say? Exactly right.
But there's another cue to that. Praise and worship, and this part of praise and worship. Begin to thank him. You begin to say, Lord, I thank you. You see, this woman plumb out of her mind. I have shot my best shot. And she talking about, Lord, I thank you. Lord, and he knows if you keep thanking God, he knows something. God is about to show up and show off on your behalf. I dare you to thank him for a few minutes. Go ahead. Thank him. Lift your hand and tell him what you're thanking for. Tell him what you're thanking for. Tell him what you, come on, tell him what you're thanking him for right now. Even if it don't exist, tell him you're thanking for it. Everything you were believing for, tell him you're thanking for it right now. All your dreams, tell him you're thanking for it. You don't have to have it. Thank him for it right now. Head on up, Ashaka. What you're believing for. Thank him for what you're believing for. Come on, children, get it. Thank him for your healing. Thank him for your promotion. Thank him for whatever you need in your house, whatever you need in your family, whatever you need for your children, whatever you need for your mate. Thank him right now. Thank him for it. Montreal, Leroy, you next. You take care of the offering and the communion. I'm gonna stand by. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's maturity. You're maturing. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, sister. Thank you. That's right. Thank you. That's right. Thank you, sister. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. What y'all gonna do over here? No, you got to thank him right now. You can't thank him later on. Thank him right now, right up in here. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, but Reverend, you don't know the problem I see. That's why you need to thank him. He about to bring deliverance in your life. Oh, I feel the presence of God, boy. I feel God's presence. See, we just, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, good God Almighty, my goodness. All right, pray that y'all get up here. Y'all get up. Montreal, you give the invitation here. Somebody might need to be saved. Whatever.